Good morning. Great to see you all. It's great to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. And it might be a little bit chilly outside, but we are surrounded by the warmth of God's love and our love for one another as we come together in worship. A warm welcome to everyone, a special welcome to anyone visiting our church. Each and every one of us will be greatly blessed by being here. And we can just say, by golly, it's good to be here. Nice to see you all. Over to you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'll just draw your attention to a few announcements in the back of the bulletin. Food bank self-denial. Today is the final day for Lent and self-denial donations for the food bank. Thank you for all who have contributed. And anybody who's interested and willing to help out with VBS, a program this summer, there's going to be a short meeting following the Sunday worship on April the 7th. Big thanks to Chelsea and Sharon who organized this. Apparently there's more bad girls to study, so the ladies' Bible group is going to meet on Thursdays again at 10 in the morning to study them. And if you're interested, you can see Sandy Reed or Vicky on that one. Big week coming up. Thursday at 7. And the youth group will be taking a big part in that, so make sure you come. It's a beautiful evening. And on Friday, Good Friday, service is at 10 a.m. And Easter Sunday service at 10, and that's March 31st. One other announcement here, the Passion Play at the Redeemer Lutheran Church that's in Didsbury, they're doing a performance today at 3 and another one at 7 p.m. today. And Grant and Sophie and Luke are all part of that play. So if you can get there, try to do that. That's again at 3 o'clock and 7. Are there any other announcements? Pat? I think I know what this one's about.
I knew I was short. I didn't know I was this short. Mind you, I always wanted to be this tall. My dad was 6'4", and my brothers were all over 6 foot, and I didn't make 5'4", and I thought, this isn't fair, so this is awesome. Marge has put up the sign-up sheet for desserts. If you're planning on attending on April the 13th, it will really help us if you do sign up ahead of time, so we have some idea how much food is going to arrive. The reason I ask is because yesterday somebody just let one of the actors know that they are bringing 30 people. So, and so as always, I'm concerned that everybody will get at least one little piece of somebody's dessert. So it would just really help if you could please sign up if you're planning on coming. We sure look forward to seeing many, many people here. We've had a great 2 months of rehearsals, and it's been fun. Now, if I can only get the actors to quit laughing at themselves, we will make great progress. So please join us if you can. Thanks.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it works. Are there any other announcements? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to add my little bit of emphasis to what Dan has already said regarding the special services that we have coming in Holy Week. On Maundy Thursday is quite a moving service where we start in here as a replica of the upper room, and we have communion, and after communion we move into the hall, which is laid out with the cross of light, candles burning in the form of a cross, and representing the Garden of Gethsemane, and as the youth group do the readings, we have a representation of various individuals rejecting and deserting Christ, and the candles in the cross of light are gradually extinguished, and really is quite a moving service, and I'm sure if you come along to that, you'll find it quite moving. And then, of course, Good Friday, which is always a good service, always well attended. Now, the other thing I wanted to tell you was you've probably seen from the bulletin that the order of service today is slightly different to normal. And the reason that we're doing that is because on this Palm Sunday, our Sunday school have got a bit more involvement, quite a lot of involvement. And what we tried to do is to group all the items that the Sunday school are involved in the early part of the service, which has meant shuffling things around a little bit. So just follow what's going on up here and then your bulletin, and you won't get lost, I promise you. He will. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. From the prophecy of Zechariah we read, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." We bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious and loving Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you on this spring morning, on this Palm Sunday, which opens the way to the death and to the resurrection of our Lord and Saviour Jesus. Open our hearts, Lord, we pray, and fill them with your love. Open our minds to the presence of your Holy Spirit, and fill them with your truth, and open the ears of our very souls, that we may hear your voice as we worship you. Father, accept our praise, accept our worship, for we come in the name of Jesus, and we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen." I'd like to hand you over now into the capable hands of Chelsea, who will take us from this moment forth. Thank you.
Not sure if I should stand on the stool or not. Good morning, everyone. I'll be leading the approach courses this morning. And we're going to start out with a song that's actually not in the red book, but the words will be up on the screen so everybody can follow along. I think it's a song everybody knows well, I'm hoping, so that you can all sing with me. Okay, so it's "All in All."
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all. Up.
Okay, and the second song I chose was number 89 in the Red Book. It's called Be Bold, Be Strong, and it's a fun, fast little tune, so we'll sing it through two times. The Lamb, and it's number 24. I thought it was good since we've been talking about sacrifice with the Sunday school kids. So.
Big thanks to Chelsea for those approach choruses and to Laurie for playing the music for them. And now to have our two scripture readings here. We're going to have the Old Testament scripture reading, followed by the gospel reading. And they are going to be presented by some of our young friends from the Sunday school. So come on up here. Now you know why this is here.
The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. because the Sovereign Lord helps me. I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me.
After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the two hill called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, say, The Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, Why are you untying the colt? They replied, The Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
I was going to say, I know we don't normally applaud the scripture readers, but aren't we proud of our young people there? They stood up here and read those scriptures, and there's lots of the adults in the congregation would worry about doing just what they've just done, and they did it in such a bold and splendid way. Thank you to Brooke and to Sophie for those readings from the scriptures. We really do appreciate it. And the Sunday School are going to carry on their contribution to our worship today, and they're now going to lead us in our special music. Thank you.
Thank you.
Big thank you to our Sunday school for that, leading us in our special music there. And what more appropriate piece could they sing than Palm Sunday, than Sing Hosanna, Sing Hosanna. They did a great job and we appreciate it. And the Sunday school contribution to our worship service is going to continue as we take up our gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world. And Marin is going to provide the offertory music for us as your gifts are received. Thank you. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your grace and for your goodness to us. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we bring our gifts which are but humble tokens of our gratitude. But we ask you, gracious Father, to accept our gifts and to accept the givers, for we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. For Jesus' sake, amen. Thank you. And a big thank you to Maran for playing so beautifully in our offertory. Thank you. Good job, Maran. And so, as is our tradition on Palm Sunday, we come to the celebration of Holy Communion. And everyone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ and is called, feels called to follow him, especially during this Holy Week, we invite you to draw near and join in this celebration of his wonderful love for us.
Would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
We continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the body of our Saviour Jesus, which is broken for us, and to drink of his blood, which was shed for us, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup up after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes."
Would the elders come and join me, please? You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to live a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and present yourself in all humility before Almighty God.
Jesus broken for you. The body of the Lord Jesus broken for you. The body of the Lord Jesus broken for you. The body of the Lord Jesus broken for you. The body of the Lord Jesus broken for you. On this Holy Week, we remember especially that this is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was broken for you to preserve you unto everlasting life. Take, eat, and be thankful. The Lord Jesus gave up his life here on earth that we might have life through eternity. Hallelujah. What a Savior. This is his blood shed for you. Take, drink, and be thankful. Thank you.
We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Lord, for this blessed communion we give you thanks. And we ask that by your body and that by your blood that we may be made strong in your spirit. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. We are now going to sing a hymn, and during the singing of this hymn would be a good opportunity for the Sunday school to go to their classes. We who are here will stand and sing to God's glory. The hymn 590, This Is the Day. We sing to his glory.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Kathy did well there to be able to sing that after sprinting up here. Good job, thank you. We come to our time of prayer. And the Lord Jesus Christ, having died for us and having rose again from the dead for us, loves to hear from us. And our prayers, whether they sit in our hearts and his Spirit takes them up there, or whether we're able to put them into words, he hears them. Every single one. And he answers them in his time and in his way. And we pray that he will grant us the grace to see those answers as they come to us. Let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, Almighty God, who in creation breathed into us the breath of life, and who in the cross and resurrection breathed into us the breath of eternal life. We worship you and we praise you on this blessed day of Holy Passion. We acknowledge, Holy Father, that Palm Sunday is a lot like our lives, a blending of triumph and tragedy, of glory and sorrow, of courage and fear, of knowing and of not knowing. Bless and strengthen each of us, Lord, as you lead us once again into the mystery of your suffering love, your purity of heart, your strength and obedience, and your cross and crown. We are thankful, Father, that you understand us. And we are especially thankful, Lord, that when we confess our sins, that you forgive us. Because the cross lays bare and exposes our sins. We are so very often full of cheap excuses for ourselves, for our behavior and for our failures. Your cross clashes with our values and our way of doing things. So very often we still believe in doing things our own way and in our own strength and by our own might. We confess that we often still like to be first. And we believe in looking after ourselves and our own lives. Lord, during this Holy Week, guide us to the foot of the cross. Let us see how wrong we are and how costly our sin really is. And gracious Father, allow us to repent and to confess our sins and to receive your pardon. You have taught us, Father, that Jesus died that we might have life and that we might have life in abundance. And yet, Lord, we are aware of so many people who seem to suffer at the hands of life. And so as we whisper their names, we see them in the light of your most glorious presence. We see them resting in the shelter of your healing arms. And we see them, gracious Father, rising in your healing touch and in your strength. Lord, as we bow before your throne of grace, we whisper their names now, knowing that you will hear them. We pray in silence. We thank you, Holy Father, for our church, for our church family throughout the world, here and universally, Lord, throughout this whole world as you reach out and touch the lives of so many people. And so we ask you, Father, to watch over us and bless us. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit that we may in all things lift high the name of Jesus. We pray especially, Father, for those who are lost to your salvation, that they may gain an awareness of your great love and your yearning for them, that they may hear your voice, see your hand reaching out to touch their lives. And we pray, Lord, in this that we may be channels of your blessing. Lord, grant us your peace in our world, in our lives and in our hearts, and we ask you to hear all of our prayers and that you will let our cry come unto you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so now I'd invite Dan to come back up here and we'll have our responsive reading and our epistle reading. Thank you, Dan.
Responsive reading comes from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
The Lord has done this today.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. For he is good, his love endures forever.
Amen.
The epistle reading comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thanks to Dan for the responsive reading and for that reading from the Philippians chapter 2. And now we stand again and we sing a traditional Palm Sunday hymn. We sing to God's glory, all glory, Lord and honour. And I'm trying to give Cathy a chance to get here this time. Thank you. Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have given the title of my Palm Sunday message today, Rejected, and you probably don't need a lot of guidance as to why it has that title, Rejected. A man was recounting his teenage years. He said, back when I was a boy, we played spin the bottle. Spin the bottle. How many people have played spin the bottle? He said, we played it this way. We spun the bottle, and if it landed on you, the girls were supposed to kiss you. Or, if they chose to, they could give you, instead of a kiss, a quarter. He said, by the time I was 18, I had accumulated enough quarters to pay my way through college. Well, he said, a quarter's all right, you know, he said, but it's poor compensation for a girl not wanting to kiss you. And he said, it's hard to be rejected. It's hard to feel unwanted. On a much more serious note, there was a heartbreaking story a couple of years ago, and it was about the plight of unwanted girls in India. Let me ask you a question. If you could only have one child, what would you choose? Would it be a girl? Would it be a boy? And you and I would say, well, it wouldn't matter, because we would love a girl or we would love a boy just the same. And that's kind of easy for us to say in the modern society in which we live. However, in a very poor agricultural society, where help on the farm is crucial, it is believed that a typical male baby will over a lifetime contribute more to the household than will a typical girl baby. Part of the reason Indians favour sons above daughters is the enormous expense involved in marrying off a daughter. Families often have to go into debt, arranging marriages, and paying for elaborate dowries to marry off their girls. But a boy, on the other hand, well, one day he'll go away, he'll come home with a bride, and he'll bring home a big dowry as well. And so in India, there are many abortions. The problem is so serious that hospitals are legally banned from revealing the gender of an unborn fetus in order to prevent sex-selective abortions, though evidence suggests that the information does get out. Some female infants who are not aborted and survive are treated with such neglect that they still often die. And many of those who do survive are given the name of Nakusa or Nakushi. And in Hindu, this actually means unwanted. Can you imagine that, naming a child unwanted? And the name unwanted, which is widely given to girls across India, gives them the feeling and the knowledge, if you like, that they are worthless. They are regarded as a burden to their own families. And it's for this reason that one district of India has started conducting ceremonies in which girls who have been named Nakusa or Nakushi are allowed to replace that name, that awful name of unwanted, with a name of their own choosing, a name that tells them that they are worthy and that they are accepted. Is there any more emotion that is more or could be more devastating than feeling unwanted, rejected, especially by those who are supposed to love you? And Jesus knew what that was like. His own people rejected him. One of those closest to him betrayed him. Another denied him. And when he needed them most, almost all of his friends turned their back on him and fled. He knew what it was like to have those who showered him with praise suddenly reject him and even shout out, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. All this was foretold in the Old Testament. In today's psalm reading that we had, we read the stone the builders rejected. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Palm Sunday is intended to be a day of celebration. On this day, we remember how the people of Jerusalem welcomed Jesus into their city. You know the story. We've read it, we've heard it many times. Jesus has been making a slow and steady journey, accompanied by his disciples and some other supporters, to Jerusalem. And as he approached Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples ahead. He said that they would find a colt of a donkey, which no one had ever ridden. He told them to untie it and bring it to him. And if anyone asked, "Why are you untying it?" they were to say, "The Lord needs it." We need some background information here. Donkeys in those days were very valuable. They were often collectively and community owned. Groups of people owned a donkey between them. That's how valuable they were. But there was an ancient law that required anyone to render to any king any item or service needed by the king. If the king needed your donkey, you were obligated to hand it over to him. And that is why in our story, Jesus tells his disciples to obtain the colt of the donkey, and if the owner asked what they were doing, they were to simply respond, "The Lord needs it." You see what Jesus is saying here? Jesus is declaring that he is indeed the king. It had to be handed over to a king if he needed it. And so the disciples bring the young donkey to Jesus, never been ridden before, but they throw their cloaks upon its back and they put Jesus on it. And it gently leads Jesus into Jerusalem. Notice what comes next. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. And this again is based upon an old, ancient, Old Testament custom. Spreading clothing to carpet the pathway was a way to honour royalty. Another Old Testament custom that you read about in 2 Kings chapter 9. You see what's going on here? The people are declaring and acknowledging that Jesus is king. Jesus is king. Luke tells us that the people spread their cloaks down before Jesus, the king. And when the procession comes near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd and the disciples begin joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles that they had seen. They shouted out, "Blessed is who? Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Now, obviously, this did not set too well with some of the Pharisees in the crowd. And so they said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." And Jesus again quoted to them scripture, and he says, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." The stones will cry out. Jesus is telling people that yes, he is the king. Now, when you think about it, this would have been a great place to end Luke's gospel. Be a good place to end. Jesus was receiving the welcome he richly deserved. He had taught the kingdom of God faithfully. He had healed those who were sick or otherwise infirm. He had set an example of living at its very best. And now here he was being welcomed into Jerusalem, the holy city, as the king. That could have been a great place to end the book of Luke. But of course, that was not to be. In a recent book entitled The Last Week, theologian Marcus Borg tells us about another parade that was going on. It was occurring on the other side of Jerusalem at round about the same time that Jesus and his disciples were entering on that Palm Sunday. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, was entering Jerusalem at the head of a column of imperial cavalry and soldiers. Jesus' procession proclaimed the kingdom of God. Pilate's proclaimed the power of the Roman Empire. Pilate was there with his soldiers in case there was trouble. There usually was when all of these Jewish pilgrims came into Jerusalem to celebrate the liberation of their people at an earlier time and from a different race who lorded it over them. This is what Borg writes in his book. He says, imagine the imperial procession's arrival in the city. A visual display of imperial power. Cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets, weapons, banners, golden eagles mounted on poles, sun glinting on metal and gold. Listen to the sounds, the marching of feet, the creaking of leather, the clinking of bridles, the beating of drums, the swirling of dust, the eyes of the silent onlookers, some curious, some awed, many resentful. Pilate's procession displayed not only imperial power, but also Roman imperial theology. What the Romans believed in. According to this theology, the emperor was not simply the ruler of Rome, he was the son of God. The emperor was the son of God. So we have Pilate on one end of the city, Jesus and his disciples on the other. The stage was being set for the inevitable clash between the mightiest kingdom of the world at that time, the kingdom of Rome, and the kingdom of God. And when that clash reached its climax, crushed in between the might of Rome and the will of God, was the broken body of the crucified Jesus. So Palm Sunday was a day of celebration, yes, but it was short-lived. Very soon the innocent Galilean was being tried before that same Pontius Pilate, and he was being turned over to the people to be crucified. Unwanted, rejected by his own people. A car dealer, for much of his life, had always wanted a Lincoln Continental car. How many more did? This was the height of luxury in a car some 30 years ago. And when he achieved his dream of owning this car, he said, almost apologetically, did you ever want something so much that when you get it, you wonder why in the world it had been so important to you? Isn't this true? Isn't the big build-up of wanting to get something, is that wanting it? Is that looking forward to it? And when you get it, well, might that not have been the reaction of many in the Palm Sunday crowd? They recognized something special, something unique about Jesus. He was different, he was special. But this Jesus does not now fit their preconceived notions of how the Messiah ought to be, how the Messiah ought to act. They do not know what to make of one who, despite his commanding presence, talks not of power through force, which is what they wanted, but the power that comes through emptying oneself, taking the form of a servant, dying to self in order to find eternal and genuine life. The crowd does not know what to make of one who embraces a different kind of peace. The peace that comes from the recognition that love and love alone can meet and master greed and lust and envy and hatred. The crowd doesn't know what to make of one who challenges us to embrace this love which is so strong that in place of vengeance, we are able to turn the other cheek. We are able to go that extra mile in all of our relationships. Jesus speaks of a love so powerful that it can lead us to face the full fury of hatred with the prayer, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." It is a love so strong and so transforming that it empowers us to confront life and death with a spirit of trust. Gracious God, into your hands I commend my spirit, myself, my life, my all. But of course, Palm Sunday is not the end of the story, as you well know. Next Sunday, we will be celebrating Christ's glorious resurrection. Jesus Christ, who was dead, was made alive by the power of Almighty God. The stone was rolled away. The tomb was empty. The risen Christ began making appearances to those who believe in him. But that's next week's story, and we'll talk about more of that then. Let's now be content with the words of the psalmist. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. On Easter Sunday, Jesus, who had been unwanted, who had been rejected by his own people, lay in a lonely tomb. But as the first rays of the morning sun flooded the sky, God strode into that tomb and brought forth his beloved Son, raised from the dead. And now Christ reigns at the right hand of his Father. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For we do rejoice, and we are glad. For that stone that was rejected and is now the cornerstone is our Lord, our Master, and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And the new life that God breathed into him on that first Easter Sunday is the life that he gives and promises to all of those who believe on him. And for this we say thanks be to God. Amen. We stand and we sing to God's glory that wonderful hymn, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name."
Let angels prostrate fall, let angels.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.